officially begin. Excuse me. So first on our agenda, we have Project Hudson Round 2 updates. We have a few projects for consideration. One being Operation Unite, Sankofa Day Festival. Another is World Music Festival Series, Melodious Thunk, if I'm saying that correctly. Another is the Bantabai Theater for a project or a performance called All Originals. And yes, I believe those are the projects to be considered. And we do have, I believe we have someone here with us to speak to Sankofa Day Festival. Let's see. Elena, did you want to speak more to Sankofa Day?
Elena, you're on mute. Might be away. Maybe we should circle back.
Yeah, we can come back to Sankofa Day
Right,
via
Christine. Well,
Operation.
instead of coming back to it, is there anything we feel she needs to address? I mean,
No,
are we
yeah,
do we have
more so just an
questions?
opportunity to speak to it. I'm unfamiliar of any nuances, if anyone wanted to speak to any new developments.
Okay, I guess yeah, it makes sense to circle back. All right.
Right. And I believe is Hannah with us yet? I don't think Hannah's with us. But
I'm here.
oh.
I'm driving. I'm like 3 minutes away from home, but just I'm in the car.
Okay. All right. And so we received an a application a proposal from Melodious Thunk. And
Melodious Thunk. It's a
is it
play on
stunk?
Thelonious
Melodious Thunk.
Monk.
Oh, Melody Stunk.
Melodious Thunk.
Melodious.
Melodious
Melodious,
Thunk.
like melody.
Like melody, indeed. Melodious Thunk. Thank you. Who's that speaking?
Oh, hi, this is TD. I just joined.
Oh, okay. And it was me too, but anyway.
Okay. So yes, would you like to speak to the proposal?
Oh, yes. Well, to start off, we're way behind schedule as we're trying to have the event on the 19th of this month. But we already have all the bands on board, and we already have like quite a few people and businesses ready to support. In whatever way we need help for the day. And pretty much, I mean, I guess we can go, if there's time, we can go through the application and see, you know, what you guys think of it.
Well, since you dropped it off before, CD, can you speak to any changes from the original to now? What changes have you made?
Oh,
Between the first.
yes. Oh, well, first of all, is the changes in the number of the concerts. Initially, we thought we could do three concerts within that budget. But as we were dealing with the budget and, you know, securing bands, we realized that it's probably going to end up being two concerts. Within that budget. And like I said, the first one is at the Waterfront Park on the 19th. We already have the permits and the act for that. And the second one, we're shooting to have it at the 7th Street Park. But that we're not sure as far as like the date. We're looking at end of July or possibly August. I know I was talking to Fifi like just a little while back, and she told me about an event happening on the 13th of August that we could possibly join forces with.
Yeah, CD, you would be able to get the Operation Unite tent for the night, and you'd have to provide your own insurance. And you know, if you wanted to bring vendors, of course, vendors have their own insurance, but you could do it on the Friday, the August 13th. You could have the waterfront again for that day.
Yeah. And so the only thing with that, as far as the date, is that, you know, obviously we have to get musicians who are available on that particular date, right?
You could also DJ it. You know, you have the ability to DJ. You could also make it a DJ dance party. You could go anywhere you want to, but you just have to, you know, let us know what your plan is exactly.
Sure. Yes, we could do that too as well. Yeah. But so far, we've only like focused on you know, bringing these jazz bands to come and play, and so I think we would have to further discuss how, you know, that would work for August, right?
And this request is for 15K, correct? This is a long term.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. So this is a project that me and Reggie started because we feel that we need to have a better representation of live music in the area, in the community. We feel like especially with music, there isn't enough of it out there. There's a lot of visual arts and all the other things, but when it comes to music, it's very far, you know, there's not much happening. So we want to be part of bringing, you know, live music to the city and kind of promoting a concert that could potentially become an annual concert, you know, where it could be a day where, you know, kids, grandmas, everyone in the community spends the day together, you know, listening to jazz and, you know, other music we will program, and just get to know each other and also bring business to the area. And it's so far, it's a concept that's developing, but the core of it is basically just music, live music, mainly jazz and other like world music. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm being clear or I'm. You're following me or?
Yep, we're following.
Yeah, we're really trying to have Hudson be also a place where people can expect really good music to enjoy, and also, you know, give a little bit of a boost to the local economy, because, you know, music is like a universal language. Everybody enjoys music, and the Waterfront Park is a really beautiful venue that I think that it would be such a perfect place to make that happen. And hopefully, you know, things can go well, that we can come back again in the following year and do more concerts. And we're the concert, as you know, is free of charge. You know, we're not asking any money for the concert. We're just, you know, putting our energy into it to make it happen. You know, it's not like it's not a business move. It's more for the community, you know. So I don't know if you guys have had a chance to look through the proposal and the budget.
Yes. We've it was made available to us today.
Yes.
Do you have a question?
I just wanted to point out it's not 15,000, it's 13,650.
Okay, 13,650.
Mm-hmm. Tom, I have a question for you. Hannah, hi, CD. Thank you so much. I think this is great, and I appreciate that you guys went back and added some more detail. Hannah, I saw your note about timing and needing to vote on this today in order to make sure that it can happen by June 16th. Is that
19th?
By June 19th. Is that I haven't like had a chance to since we just got it today. I haven't had a chance to really super go through it yet. I'm wondering, like, do we need to vote today? Could we take a minute, schedule a meeting?
You have a meeting next Monday at 5.
And if we
approved it, then we could put it on the council the next night.
We could. Okay.
Yes, we could.
Okay.
So Monday will be what?
It's June 14th.
It'll be the 14th. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, and it makes sense.
Yeah, I totally understand also that, you know, you just got it today, and that doesn't give you enough time to, you know, go through it. And
one second. Let us just check with the rest of the group, because that's just me. Everyone else may have had a chance to read it and feel differently than mm-hmm. I do. Is everyone else ready to vote on this proposal today?
I mean, I feel ready because I've been kind of talking with CD about it for a while. But I just want to make sure that if, you know, he got the word, the go-ahead on the 14th, if that makes everything make sense to be able to produce an event by the 19th, because that seems kind of tight for me in terms of, like, having the bands locked in and everything.
Well, it can't be approved by the council until next week in any case.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. I am partners with somebody who has been approached about playing at the event. Does that disqualify? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to recuse yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ivy, just CD, I know you can't see. Ivy asked the question. Because Matt is included in the list of musicians who might play.
Calvin, you might want to put her in the waiting room if we're going to talk about it further.
All right, give me 1 second here.
Yeah, her partner is playing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. I guess that would have...
Okay.
Then I would jump in and just echo Hannah. I'm ready to vote. I'm also okay if we need more time to wait till next week.
I have a question for the actual application. On there, I think the city has a piano. I saw on the budget that there was a rental fee of like $1,000. If we can try to cut it down, because I can imagine when it goes to, it's not so much us. I'm ready to vote as well. I'm just trying to think of all the ways that we can assist this project to get to Common Council and having them.
We're totally, totally open. If there is a piano that's available, even better.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, even better. Because that's less money to spend. And also it's within the community, so that's
right.
That would be great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
So go ahead.
How much is just the first event on the 19th?
Sorry?
So the first concert would be how much?
It's the like first 8, concert, 000. I think it came to like 8 something, because that's unlike the one in the park. It's a slightly bigger concert.
So I was just, because if the council can't vote on it until next week, I wish we could at least vote on the first concert just to get them.
I'm fine to do that. I'm just reading quickly right now. If you guys want to vote, let's vote.
The two budgets are broken down between the two events, so I think that would be actually pretty easy to do, to vote just for...
To vote for the first one.
Yeah, so they can at least pivot and do it and then figure out all the kinks, and if they need to re-amend anything, they have time to re-amend.
Yeah.
And maybe slot some more times in.
Could we vote and then say with the like contingency that we could get a free, or I don't know how much a piano from the city would be, but we could sort of deduct that?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the projects are subject to actualization at the end anyway. So if we approve the full amount for CD, the 8,000, CD and Reggie, the 8,000, et cetera, et cetera, then...
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the piano is free, that just doesn't.
Right.
You just don't get that funding back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Say that again. If the piano is free, what did you say after that?
So basically, you're responsible to submit receipts for every expense back to the city for $100 spent, right? So if you have, say, in your initial budget allocated $1,000 for the piano, well, if you get that $1,000, if the piano is free, for example, and you only submit invoices for $7,500, then that's the amount of funding that you get.
Yeah, I mean, if let's say, I do get the $8,000 and the piano is free, then I won't spend $1,000, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we ready to vote?
Yeah, that would be great if we can get a free piano.
Give me one second. Ivy, I just have to put you in the waiting room until we take a vote.
Okay. Mama!
Why didn't you leave him?
Okay. So now we may take a vote on the first performance for Melody. I'm sorry, can you help me with the name again?
Melodious Thunk.
Melodious Thunk, for the first performance of Melodious Thunk. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye or raise of hands.
Aye.
Any opposed to the project? Okay, it's a unanimous decision.
All right.
So,
congratulations.
Hello.
Yes. Can you?
Oh, thank you, guys.
So I just want to be crystal clear with you that, this still does have to go through the Common Council for formal approval next week.
Okay.
So.
And then you get half of it pretty quickly.
Right, and then half of the.
And if there is between now and the council, if you guys have any pointers as to, you know, how maybe I can beef up the proposal, I don't know. Please feel free to advise me. You know, I don't know if now that we voted for it, that I can't make any changes, right?
No, you're fine.
You're fine. You're being involved, and that's what they're looking for. We'll support you at the day of the Common Council meeting. Anyone, they'll have questions. You can be there. We usually try to represent the projects we can attend, and we support them and give information. But we'll be there for you.
Thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate it, guys. It feels very special. We won't disappoint. It's going to be a beautiful day. And we're going to include, everyone is going to be included and feel welcome, you know?
Thanks, CD.
I appreciate your efforts. Yeah. Thank you.
It's going to be wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for joining.
So, Calvin?
Yes.
Just a reminder, this is part of phase two, right? So this will be handled by CEDC as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Just want to make sure of that. Because there are other things that aren't going to be.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We'll have to talk about it at some point.
What's that, Chris?
Okay. Which we'll have to talk about at some point is how we administer.
Well, I settled it. I got it all straightened out today, Chris.
Okay, good.
Because there won't be that many of them at a time. Tracy's happy to handle it all. So I told Adam to deal with Tracy, and she will handle a similar type of arrangement. You know, set up more or less the way Mike set up the CEDC proposals, and so it'll be handled through her.
Fantastic.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Good evening.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
All righty. Next, we have the Banta Bai Theater presenting All Originals. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And with us, we have Cynthia. And Cynthia, you have the floor.
Okay. I've just actually moved up here for 3 years, but I've been coming up here for many, many, many years. Just to give you a little background, performed in 2007 at the Hudson High School, a play called The Princess and the Golden Yam, before she received an Academy Award. Lupita Nyong'o actually performed right here in Hudson with the Banta Bai Theater. So I actually submitted two proposals, and I believe the one you're discussing is the All Originals. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a series of concerts put on by Broadway professionals. Example, Nathaniel Stampley from The Color Purple, and Antoine, who is in now, MJ. Hopefully he'll be able to join us. And it's based on original music, all original music, written by three women of color. And the original music, most of it was for The Princess and the Golden Yam. So this is a series of four concerts, actually on two separate days, two concerts on each of 2 days. And it's very family oriented, very specifically oriented to families with children. The concerts will last about 45 minutes and it'll be repeated later on in the day. I'm not sure whether or not you had an opportunity to read through the proposal, but I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
I was just wondering if you had, I know you mentioned in your proposal an easily accessible venue like the library, Hudson Hall,
right,
or studio with availability in terms of dates and times. Were you thinking that this would be performed indoors instead of not?
Yeah, I was thinking it would be performed indoors for fear of having to reschedule because people are traveling up here to do the performances as well as people coming locally. And I know sometimes some things in the park have had to be rescheduled because of weather, really bad weather. So yes, indoors.
Have you reached out to any of these venues specifically to vet their calendars and their availability? Or,
no, that is good because this has been a very fast process. And I have had previous plans with the library that didn't actually happen. So I wanted to be reasonably sure before I started calling in professionals and vetting their schedules that this was, in fact, going to happen. But I don't need all the musical instruments come with the performance. So it is... It is a performance that has very, very light, portable stage sets. Musicians come with their instruments.
How flexible are you if none of those places that you mentioned have indoor venues with doing it outdoors?
I'm flexible. The issue is not flexibility. The issue is once you get together people who are doing Broadway shows and you know, you're saying, okay, I'm available on this day and that date, that makes it a little tricky. So it's not an issue of me being flexible. It's just, it's a balancing act with people's schedules. So once you kind of have it, you have a rehearsal schedule and you have a performance schedule, you kind of have to go with it.
No, I understand that. That's what I'm asking you. How flexible are you, meaning you representing what you're trying to do, meaning you representing the artists? Are you giving them a two-day block out in case it rains Saturday? You have Sunday. I'm asking about flexibility.
Yeah, that's my point. That's exactly why I didn't want to do an outdoor venue. So this would be going on regardless.
So the proposal's for November, correct?
I need a good 3 months lead time to actually get this going. Yeah.
Well, no, because I saw November and that pleased me, because from a tourism perspective, that's a really good time to have an event.
Okay.
A lot going on in the summer. But doing something in November probably makes an outdoor venue a little trickier too.
Yes. Also. Yeah. So I'm flexible with that. If, you know, if you had lead time and said, we really like to have something in November, December, whenever, it's just that few months of lead time to get people's schedules together.
Understood.
I think, you know, this is something a little different than I've seen in Hudson, because it's really a group of professionals that will be kind of with the concert version of this show. It's light, you know, light costuming, but still very colorful, very engaging, and, you know, heavy on the storytelling. So it's not, it's really sort of Broadway themed music, and in an African fairy tale, which, you know, is kind of sure, it's been done before, but it's not usually done.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, I love the idea of this proposal. I just was wondering, if it's in November and it's indoors, is there any thought about, you know, the pandemic and, you know, who knows where we'll be, if it'll be, you know, vaccination only or like any sort of protocol that way? And then
Broadway's opening in September.
Yay, okay, cool.
Broadway's opening in September, and definitely masks. Indoors, definitely masks. Mm-hmm. You want to come in, you got to be masked.
Mm-hmm. And then it would be totally free to the public, but is there any way to sort of maintain a crowd control? Would there be like a pre-registration to sign up, or how would you kind of maintain that?
Well, if you want the freedom of having tourists, my idea was to invite community members and sort of give them tickets to come, so that you're assured that they're going to make it in to some degree. But also, what I have done before, especially with readings, because you have to do it with readings, Actors Equity demands that you do a pre-registration. So it's not only a registration, just a list of names. So your name has to be on the list. Something really easy like that. You know, where people can walk up and say, you know, can I come? And you, as long as you have their name on the list so that you know.
And how would you, like, through what avenues would you do outreach for the youth? Like, through the library or?
I'm sorry, for which youth?
Through, like, the kids, you know, like, the kids of Hudson. Like,
oh, yeah, absolutely. The library, the Boys and Girls Club, actually going into the community as I did to do the voter registration person to person, really meeting families, going to the park, approaching them, talking to them, and just saying, hey, we're having this event. And I know in Hudson, the postering works very well, but it has to be like all over the place. So that's what we plan to do, have it all over the place.
What, besides your the flyering and postering, are you planning to do any postering or flying or any kind of marketing outside of the city of Hudson, like New York City or something like that?
Yeah, it's in the proposal, actually. So you have these journals like Chronogram and the newspaper, anything that goes, you know, to Greene County, Columbia County, the surrounding area, so that you're also calling people who might be day trippers to come and drive, put their kids in the car and say, oh, great, this is for kids. So that's really specific. And so the whole family might come and dine and, you know, lunch in Hudson. So yes, newspapers, area newspapers and area periodicals. Also, a radio show coming out of the church on Warren Street, and all of those things. Social media big time.
I love that this proposal is really centered around entertainment for children in our community. I think that's like really, we have done a little bit of that, but this one is really tailored for children. And I think that's really special. And it sounds like you're an amazing storyteller. And I think that part is really interesting too.
I write them, but the actors actually do.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Thank you though.
I just jump in for a second. I just note that I appreciate the thoughtfulness into day trippers, timing of when this happens. You know, you clearly have put some thought into this from a tourism perspective, and that is noted.
Thank you. Any other questions? I'm here to answer the questions.
Right. Thank you, Cynthia, for the proposal. As a board, are we ready to take a vote on this, or are we? Do we want to wait until our next meeting and kind of provide a status on our votes then, like across the board, or are we ready to take a vote now?
I'm personally ready. Again, willing to wait if other members need more time.
Yeah, I agree. I'm ready, but could wait.
I have a question, actually, too, which is kind of skipping ahead on the agenda. Do we have any updates on the entrepreneurs market?
Elise is here, I see, to talk about it.
But I think before we go there, we should make a decision about voting on this proposal or not voting on this proposal.
Right. Yeah.
What was the budget again? Can you? I was trying to look for it. What was the budget again for this one?
It's $5,000.
Okay. Great. Yeah, I'm ready to vote.
Okay. So all those in favor of supporting the Bantaba Theater for the All Originals production, please indicate by saying aye or raise of hands.
Aye.
Any nays for the proposal? Okay, another unanimous vote. Again, thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I am thrilled and can't wait to bring this to Hudson.
Thank you.
Great.
All
right.
Yes, Chris.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. Clapping.
I'm clapping.
Gotcha. All right.
Not the right thing.
So, all right, I guess I will leave you to your other business unless there's anything else.
No, but thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All righty. So next actually was the update on the Black Entrepreneurs Market. Do we have, yes, we still have Elise with us as well as Tiffany. I'm not sure. Have you been able to speak with Jeff Baker by any chance, Elise, Tiffany?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm having really bad service. Everything is going on in and out. I'm going to disconnect and try to reconnect with the phone. Can you all hear me?
We hear you.
Yep, we heard you, Tiffany. Elise is on.
Submit a revised proposal.
And hi, I'm here too, if I can jump in.
We submitted a revised proposal. Did you all get a chance to take a look at it?
when was that sent? Was that sent today?
Yeah, just today. I don't think anyone would have had much time to look it over, so we could also just tell you about it.
Okay.
Do you want to go for it, Tiffany?
Sure, because I'm like half frozen over here.
Okay, I could explain it, and then if you want to step in with the details. But yeah, so basically, after speaking to the city lawyer, Jeff Baker, we learned that Tiffany actually, because she's an alder person, can't receive any funding that goes to her personally through grants that are related to the city. So we basically just removed all of Tiffany's organizer fee. And so the remainder of the budget is intact. And we also removed three of the markets. So it's actually, instead of a 6-time market, it would just be 3 times. So it would be July, August, and September. And so with that, and also Basilica Hudson is the fiscal sponsor. So they would be receiving the funds and then helping kind of with the allocating and looking over the budget, and we would be keeping bookkeeping for the funds to just be very transparent that all of it is going where it's supposed to be, and that we stay within the guidelines of that Tiffany isn't getting funding through this grant.
Okay, so is the request now, what is it? Is it 8,000 now?
No, the request is actually through with all the budgeting, which is in the budget. The request is under 6,000.
Okay.
That's great.
Yes. Yeah.
So, from a process standpoint, Calvin and Tom, we already voted to approve. I guess we have to re-vote because the scope has changed.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Same would apply. Are we comfortable with taking a vote, provided the presentation on behalf of Elise and Tiffany in regards to the Black Entrepreneurs Market for a budget that comes in under $6,000, with Basilica Hudson being the
fiscal sponsor.
There we go. For the event. All those in favor of supporting the proposal, please indicate by saying aye or raise of hands.
Aye.
Any nays to the proposal? Okay, there we have it. Another unanimous decision for the Black Entrepreneurs Market.
Thank you guys, Elise and Tiffany, for going back and working through that. I know that took extra effort on your part, so appreciate you guys doing that.
Totally. Thank you all so much for working with us. And I don't think Tiffany's audio is working right now, so I'll just fill her in.
Thank you.
Jesus. But thank you all so much.
Thank you, Elise.
Bye.
I don't know if you all can hear me, but thank you.
We can hear you, Tiffany. You're welcome. See you in July.
Great.
All right. And let's see. So we are, we're at 5:45, and we do have to end the meeting at some time, a little shy of 6 o'clock. That said, wanted to double back to Elena Mosley to speak to any nuances for Operation Unite Sankofa Day Festival.
Yes, hi, everybody. Sorry, my audio speaker went out, and I couldn't hear you, but I think you might have called my name, and then I couldn't speak to the project. But anyway, so anything really new with since the proposal? Basically not. I had said initially that I'm interested in assisting any other projects, like on our Friday evening when we have the waterfront on the 13th, 14th, 15th, so that Friday. And, you know, that's still open. If the Reggie and CD's project wants to be here on the Friday, so I've been looking into maybe how that can happen if they have some interest for that. So I'm open to that and other projects that may be appropriate for that, you know, for the event. But right now, there hasn't been anything official that has come into it. But because it's Hudson and there are other projects, that also Tiffany's project, if they wanted to use the day, the process to help other people out is not that complicated. I've done it 2 years in a row for Kitesmith. I just put an addendum to the city permit, and as long as Kitesmith came in with their own insurance, then the day it happened. So I'm just looking for those type of things and support our projects that we have so we can really present a good community of having lots of events in Hudson and reaching foot traffic and also helping to save on the cost for the other entities so that it can be included in, you know, in our media, what's happening, you know, any way that we can be helpful. I have to say that, you know, it's 2021, so with going back to family years and years ago and finding out the history, this is like the 60th year celebration anniversary for this event. And we know that it's the longest event in Hudson. So we hope that you'll continue to keep that in mind and to just help us continue to network and partner with each other so we can start connecting these projects as much as possible.
Indeed. Thank you, Elena. Any comments from the board for Elena? All right. Thank you again, Elena.
Thank you all.
Okay. So with our remaining 14 minutes or so, do we want to, should we? Oh, sorry. Yes.
Calvin, I just want to make sure you get all of these moving through Mike Tucker so that we can make sure we vote on them next week at the formal. Okay.
Vote. Should we take a vote on Sankofa Day Festival?
No.
I'm sorry, Tom. Is that what you were getting to?
No, I meant all of them just to make sure you get it moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all those in favor of supporting Operation Unite Sankofa Day Festival, please indicate by saying aye or raise of hands.
Aye.
Any nays for the proposal? All right. Again, unanimously approved.
Thank you, everyone. Definitely appreciate it. And you'll be proud.
Thank you, Elena.
Thank you.
Okay. So, I think we're going to have to scrap the rest of the meeting here and
I think, Calvin, if we can jump to the very end and schedule the next meetings. I know we had some back and forth about going to month. Okay, cool. Sorry, I jumped the gun. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Feel free. Continue.
No, it's okay. You do it.
Can I just mention you're on the schedule for next Monday at 5? Do you want to have that or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Or are we open to that, board? I'm sorry.
I will not be here next Monday.
I won't either. Sorry.
Okay. So
we have outstanding business that we didn't vote on today that needs to happen before the council meeting? No, right? We got everything?
Well,
that
we do. Well, we actually do have an outstanding proposal from Hudson Hall for Winter Walk, which has, so we do, and we have been getting requests about funding those events. So I think we do need.
We do need to have a funding discussion. The question is, you know, when that has to happen. I think we might have voted on everything that we have to vote on for the next council meeting, aside from maybe Hudson Hall. What does the timing on that look like? Does anyone know?
You're doing.
I think we'll have to circle back with Tammy and double check the timing on that. Okay. I'd like to do that, and then I guess we can regroup. It sounds like we won't have a quorum, so next week is not an option anyway. Is that right?
There's two who won't be able to make it. Kristen, are you available?
I can make it, yeah. My whole point was that I just think it's, you know, it's more organized and it'll help us to really prioritize and really have more form, you know, instead of kind of shooting from the hip.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to go back to monthly meetings as well. And I agree with you, Kristen, like we went into like sort of productive mode to try and help facilitate during the time of COVID. And I do think it's wise to take a step back and go back to monthly meetings. I think maybe we could do that if not next week. I feel like we should just get through all of the business that we have on the table that requires decisions and then go back to the monthly meetings. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I agree.
What about the option of being in person again? Now that most city offices are going back to in person, since we're talking about monthly again.
To kind of piggytail on that, could we look at a hybrid model where in person, but also if somebody can't make it, Zoom would be acceptable?
Has anyone been, I mean, so maybe this is not the right time for this discussion because I know Calvin and Tom have to hop off right now, and if Tiffany's still on,
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Kate, but we're also trying to figure out a hybrid model. I'm going to talk to Shaheem to figure out how to do it that'll make it, you know, work.
It's whatever your organization, government or corporate in America is working on now.
Right, exactly. So I'll let you know. But we have to go, so bye.
So do we have a quorum for next week if we have two people gone?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yep.
Okay. I have a quick question.